We start with a posture that is balanced and stable and easeful enough to maintain if possible without shifting, although if you find that it's just not working for you to maintain that posture, that feels there's too much discomfort, then shift. So in general, the buttocks should be raised, and the knees should be a bit lower, but you know, we all have our adaptations that we make with that. If the knees don't reach down very far, then at least they should be supported by cushions or blankets so that they're not hanging in the air. So we feel the support of the earth beneath us, and we lift through the spine, and lifting from the base of the spine through the crown of the head, and just bringing attention to all the vertebrae and finding how they can just feel some space, a quality of energized and upright, committed posture, as if the head is just almost being lifted by a little, perhaps invisible thread, and just gently being pulled up. So this taking the posture and finding the seat is the first point. It's really a preliminary practice. And then another part of the preliminary is to, as you straighten the body, we can bring an intention as we begin to our practice. Just checking in with the body, with the mind, and perhaps bringing an intention to find more energy or more clarity, or to give space, to relax the body, you know, whatever intention feels like it's present for you in the moment. Bringing an intention can help us to focus in our practice. So it's a suggestion that can be helpful to do that. And then another part of the preliminary, so there's taking the seat with the posture, taking the kind of bringing an attitude of mind, kind of parallel to finding the posture of the body, it's finding the attitude of mind with the intention. And then the third part of the preliminary is to is to bring the quality of mindfulness to the fore. And that's how it's expressed in the discourse. Excuse me. To bring mindfulness to the fore. So it's to arouse this quality of mindfulness as we begin. The quality of being attentive and aware in the present moment. And it's a quality of awareness that knows we're aware. So it's not simply hearing a sound, but it's knowing that we're hearing a sound. It's not simply feeling the body, but it's knowing that we're feeling the body. So it's this self-reflective awareness. So bringing this quality of mindfulness to the forefront, and in a way, just getting a sense of what this feels like. What does it feel like to be mindful in this moment. So bringing mindfulness to the fore, kind of savoring, tasting this quality of mind. How does it feel? Does it feel clear? Does it feel open? Does it feel receptive? Those are just some suggestions of words. So that mindfulness is not just a word, but it's an experience that you can connect with each time you sit. So those are the preliminaries. The body, attitude of body, attitude of mind, bringing mindfulness to the fore. And then the next two points are quite similar. I'm going to just talk about them together. Breathing in, I know when it's a long breath. Breathing out, I know when it's a short breath. Oh, sorry, I said that wrong. Breathing in, I know when it's a long breath. And breathing in, I know when it's a short breath. Breathing out, I know when it's a long breath. Breathing out, I know when it's a short breath. So we're just kind of bringing a curiosity, an interest to the quality of breath. And we could begin, and Bhikkhu Anālayo suggests that he's a teacher who's teaching this discourse. And he suggests that we begin with just intentionally taking a long, deep breath. Breathing in, feeling the lungs, feeling the whole, the breath in the abdomen. Breathing out. And do that once, twice, or three times. And then as you let your breath return to normal, just noticing the quality of the breath. And he makes a point, Bhikkhu Anālayo, that it's really important not to control the breath. So we're not doing pranayama breathing when we're meditating. We're just letting the breath be as it is. And we're noticing the quality of breath. Is it long? Is it short? Is it rough? Is it smooth? Is it relaxed? Is it tense? Without trying to control it. So on the in-breath and on the out-breath. So let's spend a few minutes just noticing the quality of the breath. You might notice where do you feel the breath? Do you feel it in your nostrils, in your chest, in your abdomen? So as we bring this curiosity to the breath, we're cultivating it's called an awakening factor of investigation. It's curiosity, it's interested. What is this breath like? How does it feel? How do I sense it in the body? Where do I sense it in the body? you might investigate, where do I sense the very beginning of the breath, the in-breath? And then as the in-breath continues, where else do I sense it in the body? And then at the culmination of the in-breath, how does that feel? And how does the pause between the in and the out-breath feel? And then the beginning of the out-breath. And the middle and the end of the out-breath. And the pause between the out-breath and the beginning of the next in-breath. You might notice, how does my breath change when my mind gets caught up in thinking? Am I holding my breath? Does my breath become more tight? So bringing a little investigation to that. You might spend a whole sitting just on these points and investigating the breath and noticing the different characteristics, the different qualities of breath. And then the next point, so the first two points are investigating the in-breath and the out-breath and noticing the length of it and also the other characteristics, where we feel it in the body and the roughness and smoothness of it or tightness or ease of it. Without any judgment, it's not that we're supposed to make our breath be a certain way, but just to be aware of what it is, be aware of how the breath is manifesting in this moment with a very open and accepting, non-judgmental attitude. So then the next point, we kind of let our breath go to the periphery of our awareness and bring a sense of the whole body. So being a presence in the body, feeling the body. So we're still feeling the breath, but it's more in the background. It's kind of like a drumbeat in the background, just reminding us to stay in the present moment, the breath rising and falling, but really bringing our primary attention to feeling the whole body. So we're feeling the whole body, and in particular, we're feeling the body from within. So we're feeling the body energetically. We're feeling the aliveness of the body. We're inhabiting the body. A sense of being embodied, abiding in the body. And to bring this quality of attention into the body, with the body, we're aware of how the body is comported. We're aware of, in a way, the shape of the body, how we're sitting, a sense of the placement of the body. So that quality of knowing, even with our eyes closed, that capacity to know the comportment of the body is called proprioception. And we also bring into awareness this sense of being aware of the body from within, which is called interoception. So these capacities that we have to know the body and to be in the body, present with the body, that becomes our primary focus, our resting place. We're aware of the breath, but it's not so much in the foreground. It's in the background, it's peripheral. But we'll spend a few minutes just feeling into that, feeling the whole body. And then the fourth point is to calm the body, Invite the body to relax, to calm. It's a quality of letting go. So letting go of holding in the body, of tension that we're holding in the body. So we bring that quality of awareness, that sense of being embodied, to notice where there's places of tightness in the body. And just bringing mindfulness to that place of tension, of holding in the body, gently invites it to release, perhaps just a little. And so there's a deep settling. Gradually we feel that the body just settles, becomes more still. More ease, more relaxed. So this is a process, and it's a cultivation, and it's of course not something that, you know, just by saying you necessarily experience in fullness. And so, you know, I invite you to work with the rest of the time we have for sitting, to work with these points, with the preliminaries, which are establishing the seat and bringing mindfulness to the fore. And so we don't necessarily keep going back to that, but maybe touching into that again if necessary. And then the reconnection with knowing the breath, knowing the quality of the breath, the in and the out breath. Is it long? Is it short? Where do I feel it? Does it feel tight? Does it feel relaxed? Does it feel rough or smooth? Bringing some interest and curiosity to that. So we're collecting our attention around the breath when we do this investigation. And then, and as the mind becomes more collected, then we bring that quality of attention to feeling the whole body, letting the breath just go into the background, go into the periphery of our awareness, and connecting more with just that sense of there is a body. There is presence in the body. And then finally, calming the body, inviting the body to relax, to be at ease. And as we do this, as the body releases tension, becomes more easeful, more and more we're more fully in the present moment. And so this helps us to become more fully mindful, more fully present. And there can be a quality of joy just in that stepping into the present moment with a full awareness, open, accepting. So I invite you to work with those, you know, going back if you feel need to, or deepening in one or another of these points. Thank you.
Yeah.